This is an issue this year because there's money at stake. The Obama administration has set aside more than $4.3 billion for states to improve teaching and learning. But laws like Wisconsin's disqualify states for this race to the top fund. Mary Bell is the president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council, known as WEAC. She says her union will only support getting rid of this law if the system that's used to evaluate teachers looks at a variety of measures and not just standardized test scores.
The key piece in all of this has been race to the top shows school funding is a desperate need. And in going toward where they think the dollars are, we want to make sure that the policy is responsible and research-based.
Bell says local districts should have the flexibility to decide what kind of evaluation works for them and what they can afford.
What we're looking for is a system that each district agrees they're going to be able to implement effectively. And that's not necessarily easy nor fast.
Already some moves have been made in this direction. The State Department of Public Instruction recently announced it would stop administering the standardized Wisconsin Knowledge and Concepts exam. But it's not yet completely clear what will replace it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.